This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 7:01. It is Monday, January 5th. We're taking a look at the events going on around the world. And it is 7:01 here with Ted and John on KNSS. Venezuela's interim president is sworn in today and has already issued an appeal to President Donald Trump.
Our peoples and our region deserve peace and dialogue, not war, the words of Delcy Rodriguez after a monumental weekend in South America. Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro is now in U.S. custody following a military raid on Caracas. Rodriguez takes over today, having been told by President Trump she could pay a very big price if she doesn't do what's right. She's offered to collaborate with the United States. Meanwhile, Cuba is mourning the deaths of 32 of its citizens as a result of the U.S. operation in Venezuela. The communist-run country supplied much of Maduro's security detail. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Wichita police arrested a 46-year-old man Friday morning after a reported armed robbery at a convenience store in southwest Wichita.
Officers responded at 5:20 a.m. to a robbery call at the Circle K in the 1200 block of South Tyler. An employee told officers a man entered the store armed with a handgun and demanded cash from the register. The employee complied, and the suspect fled westbound on a bicycle. Officers found what appeared to be a crashed bike just west of Tyler. A responding officer deployed a drone and quickly spotted a man hopping fences in the neighborhood west of the gas station. Officers moved in, took the suspect into custody, and recovered cash from his pocket. Officers also found clothing and a gun matching the description nearby along his path of travel. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
One man was hospitalized after an officer-involved shooting during the weekend in Pottawatomie County.
The KBI reports that just before 4 p.m. Saturday afternoon, Pottawatomie County Sheriff's deputies received a report from a homeowner in Manhattan who had found bullet holes in their shed and garage. While taking the report, deputies heard more gunshots in the area and followed the shots to the 8600 block of Josie Lane. Deputies found that the shots came from inside a house. 38-year-old Brian Lovegren came out of the house with a handgun. A deputy opened fire and shot Lovegren multiple times. Lovegren was taken to a Kansas City hospital and underwent surgery. No law enforcement officers were hurt. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Student loan borrowers in default are bracing for possible wage garnishment this week.
The Trump administration plans to send out notices to borrowers starting this week who haven't paid their student loans in 9 months or more. The notice is expected to go out to the first 1,000, letting them know the wage garnishments will begin, but will give them 30 days notice. Roughly 5 million borrowers are currently in default. The Education Department says those in default have a few options to avoid wage garnishment, including repaying or renegotiating terms of their loans. The Department of Education halted the collection of federal student loans in 2020 because of the pandemic. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
A 14-year-old boy died from his injuries. This was after a shooting at a home in South Salina last Friday night. Police were dispatched. When officers arrived, they found a teenager with a single gunshot wound. He was hospitalized in critical condition, and then he died about 24 hours later at a hospital in Wichita. A 15-year-old boy who knew the victim was arrested on charges of aggravated battery and criminal use of a weapon.
A man has been extradited from Louisiana back to Kansas to face charges in a child sex crimes case here in Hayesville. A 42-year-old man, Brent McDaniel, is charged with two counts of child rape under the age of 14 and one count of aggravated indecent liberties with a child under the age of 14. A criminal complaint says that the alleged rapes took place between November 2016 and December 2017. The indecent liberties charges come from an incident reported last September.
How many mayors in a big city? Well, I got to count them all up. And a woman ends up missing on a cruise ship. We'll tell you those details as well. And we'll get our live weather forecast here on the first Monday of the year with Storm Team 12 Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen. That's coming up. Ted and John, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 7:09 here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Historians think there's a mix-up over whether New York's new mayor is the 111th or 112th mayor of the city.
New York historians say Matthias Nichol served as New York's sixth mayor back in 1671, but then he served again as the city's eighth mayor, and the fact that it was a non-consecutive term had been forgotten, so there was some initial confusion, but it does appear Zoran Mamdani will now be the city's 112th mayor. He said he's happy either way. In his first day, he rescinded many executive orders implemented by former Mayor Eric Adams, and his office also immediately deleted two tweets in a three-tweet thread about the city's first municipal report on fighting anti-Semitism in efforts to protect Jews in New York. The National Jewish Advocacy Center said if the tweets were not archived first, that may have violated record-keeping laws. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The Coast Guard suspends its search for a 77-year-old cruise ship passenger who vanished off the coast of Cuba.
The search lasted 8 hours before the Coast Guard gave up in its attempt to locate the woman. She was aboard a Holland America ship when she went overboard. Her name and details of how she went overboard not yet released. The ship was on a 7-day Eastern Caribbean cruise that originated in Fort Lauderdale. Its final port of call, Key West, canceled because of the search. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
7:10 with Ted and John in the morning on KNSS.
No major incidents so far, but there are construction delays on I-135 in both directions approaching 29th Street. Give yourself some extra time. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
And let's take a look at our weather forecast here on this Monday as we check in and get it live from Storm Team 12 Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen. Good morning, Ross.
Well, good morning to you, Ted and John. We've got ourselves a somewhat mild start here to our Monday morning. A lot of us getting back to work. And it's looking like we're going to have some near record high temperatures coming up the next couple of days as we look at 60 degree weather that's going to take us through today, tomorrow, and even again on Wednesday, looking to be quite warm for us here in South Central Kansas. We won't get to the record high today, but tomorrow, 63 is the magic number. And we're once again looking at highs in the low 60s. Now, we do have some low clouds out there this morning over parts of South Central Kansas. We overall should have a little bit more sunshine by late morning and into the afternoon. That'll help us reach a high of 64. Tonight's low 33, 62 on the high for tomorrow. So again, near record high on Tuesday. Wednesday's high around 60 degrees. Our first potential winter storm likely coming across the area as we move into the second half of this week. What we know about it this morning is that there's going to be two different pieces to this. The first one coming Thursday, it's all rain. No ice, no snow there. Then the second wave coming in on Friday. And if the track of the storm continues to hold up, most of the snow will pass to the northwest of Wichita, where we could see several inches up across central Kansas, and Wichita might just get some light snow. We'll be watching the track of that again as the week continues. But this is Friday, where we could be looking at some accumulating snow in parts of Kansas. But Wichita mostly getting rain on Thursday, and then maybe just a few flakes on Friday. So something to watch here later this week. 40 degrees this morning in Wichita. We have a mostly cloudy start here to your Monday. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
Ross, how late did you stay up on New Year's Eve? You and May, the weather dog.
Well, as soon as we got off work, we were up till about 11:45, and then I watched the clock hit midnight from the comfort of my bed. So... I did make it, but just barely.
That sounds like a good plan. I think y'all are
lot later, up later than I am. We didn't even make it. Ross, we have KWCH up here on the TV here in the studio. I did see that map that you guys are showing. It does indicate there's a decent chance of snow here in Wichita on Friday. It just seems unreal considering the rest of the week. It looks like mild, 50s, yeah. 60s.
And that's something we have to take into consideration, when predicting how much snow, because the ground has recently started to warm up and we just haven't had much winter at all. My mom came down to see me this weekend and she said, I'm ready for spring. And I said, spring? Yeah. We've had like four cold days. I mean, it's the rest of the winter can't be this warm. This would be very, very unusual. But, it is kind of remarkable to think that the end of the week could have snow and we've got 60s here to kick things off. It's pretty strange.
Well, it's Kansas after all. Give it,
that's
you know,
true.
Give it another 40 minutes and trust me, it'll change.
Ross,
yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you guys too. Looking forward to our morning chats.
Yep, we are as well. We're glad to have you on live every morning, so take care. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
There he goes, live, the forecast. Storm Team 12 with Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen. Every weekday morning at this time, right here with Ted and John on KNSS. 7:14 here with Ted and John on KNSS. As we get into it after the new, I've asked everybody else on the show how late did you stay up, New Year's Eve, John Whitmer?
I'm getting old. My wife and I didn't make it to the new year. We didn't see the new year. We stayed up. Although we, much like Tom Leffler, we were awakened by the fireworks from our neighbors. But no, we didn't make it. We didn't see the new year. We were awakened when the dogs barked, when the neighbors lit off their fireworks. So
usually my neighborhood is very, very loud. I felt like this year it was almost nothing.
No,
maybe people are doing it elsewhere.
We live kind of out towards the country, right out, towards Goddard. And so as soon as, once they get an excuse, oh, yeah, they're either shooting their guns or lighting their fireworks off.
Yeah, it's usually nasty, but my house this year is kind of quiet. All right. Well, that's fine enough. Fine and dandy. The new year is here. We're 5 days in. We're already moving well here into January. 7:15 here on KNSS, here on this Monday morning. 7:15, the first edition of Ted and John in the Morning. How about that?
Well, I know we've got a quick break, and then Fox's Eben Brown will be with us. Well, we're going to talk about the most anticipated governor's races that were across the country. Looking forward to hearing that. I mean, I'm curious if Fox is keeping an eye on our race. There's a lot of them across the country, but I know folks in Kansas are certainly looking at that. So that should be one. I'll be curious to see what other ones that the national media are watching. Certainly we are here in Kansas.
As things start to shape up.
Yes.
The a statue looming 11 feet tall, weighing 3,500 pounds, has been drawing fans since it began standing guard over the Motor City, about 15 years in the making. Even in a snowstorm in the dark, people drove by to see it. RoboCop, the RoboCop statue in Detroit, going back to a movie from the 1980s.
I heard they were building that.
A near-future Detroit, crime-ridden, poorly protected. Now they have a statue. The the RoboCop statue is up in Detroit. It is 7:16 here with Ted and John.
And with us now, as I mentioned, is Eben Brown from Fox News to tell us about some of the most anticipated governor's races that we're looking, you've got kind of in your, on your radar for 2026. Eben, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning.
So let me, I guess for those of us, especially here in Kansas, I have to ask if ours has made your list.
I'm supposed to say yes, right?
Well, you don't have to, but trust me, it's one of the ones that I know, well, I can tell you for a fact that it's on the Trump White House list of key races. Apparently it's not on yours, but I guarantee you the Trump White House is watching it. But tell us the ones that are on your list.
Well, look, I think the White House, President Trump's going to be watching every gubernatorial race, because you have to remember
that's
this.
True.
Gubernatorial races and U.S. Senate races are statewide races. That's also how we pick a president, right?
Yeah.
So these are good indicators about how things are going. So while perhaps Kansas, not exactly the top of the list here, it's certainly of note. Now, here's a little breaking news this morning. It is being reported by our Fox affiliate in Minneapolis that at 11 o'clock today, Governor Tim Walz will drop out of the race.
Whoa. Real? That yeah. is breaking news. Is that all over the Somali daycare story, the fraud?
One would wonder, right? He was running for reelection, and now he likely will not be. So we'll find out at 11 o'clock if the reporting holds up. If it doesn't hold up, it wasn't my report. I'm just repeating something. So, if it does seem that that is the case, and I would imagine that this has probably, this daycare scandal has certainly played into that. This is a major, major scandal that, despite being ignored by some of the media, is not going unnoticed. And it's certainly damaging his brand enough to the point that the party's power that be within the state probably came to him and said, look, we can't trust that you're going to win this. Similar to what happened after a certain presidential debate when there was a little meeting with President Biden.
Does that put that governor's race now into play, do you think?
I don't know. Minnesota tends to be quite blue.
Yeah.
And I think that switching out the quarterback might be the party's way of trying to preserve that. Does it mean Republicans would do well? Probably not. Minnesota suffers a similar problem as other states where the big city is blue, the rest of the state is red, but the big city just outpopulates the rest of the state.
Right.
And so New York has that problem, which has a governor's race. Washington State has that problem. So it's a significant issue for Republicans in those states because geographically the state may be very red, but population center wise, where the electoral power is very blue. So that's a conundrum. Elsewhere in the country, we're looking at Texas, where every 2 years, Democrats think it's going to be their year to flip Texas back blue. It never happens.
No.
Governor Greg Abbott running for a fifth consecutive term. There's no term limits in Texas. Guess who's not running in Texas this time?
Beto O'Rourke.
Beto O'Rourke. Very good. He's as of today. Now, we may find out at 11 o'clock he's in Minnesota and he's running for governor. We don't know. But he's in Texas anyway, at least at this point. As of right now, he's not running. So California is one that people are watching, not expected to turn red at all. But Gavin Newsom is done. He's term limited. And there's a scurry, especially even among Democrats. There's a wide field of Democrats that have declared. Eric Swalwell, perhaps the biggest name, the congressman. Here from where I'm calling from in Florida, we are in the final year now of the DeSantis era.
Right.
He is term limited. So that means there are a number of Republicans that have already declared, led perhaps by Byron Donalds, the congressman from Fort Myers and Naples. A couple of Democrats have declared already. But this is a very solid red state. So it doesn't seem to be a lot of panic going on among Republicans here. But if Republicans want to be serious, they need to do what they did in 2022, and they need to pound the pavement. They need to knock on doors and make sure people get to the polls. That's how they won big in 22 here, where Ron DeSantis won re-election by about a 20% margin. Then Senator Marco Rubio won by about a 15% margin, his reelection campaign. So, you know, they did that by making sure people, you know, by pounding the pavement, pounding on doors, making sure people registered to vote and got to the polls. They campaigned essentially like Democrats.
Well, Eben, that breaking news from Miami about Tim Walz, that's interesting. I'll be curious to read that story when it comes out. We appreciate you joining us this morning and sharing that with us. That's fascinating. I'll be very curious to see that story when it comes out. Appreciate you joining us, my friend.
You bet. Take care.
That's fascinating.
Good stuff. Eben Brown always has great stuff for us from Fox. It is 7:22. Ted and John here on KNSS. Now let's take a look at what's going on in sports. Yesterday, we had the final game of the season for the Kansas City Chiefs in a season that just got sidetracked and lost along the way. The Chiefs taking on another team that's really struggling, the Las Vegas Raiders, yesterday in Vegas. Of course, Mitch Holthus had the call of the game right here on KNSS. One piece of good news, and that involves another milestone for Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce.
Chiefs down three. Shane Buechele, second and 10 at his own 38. Rashard Smith, the running back. Buechele, quick throw right. It's caught by Kelce. A diving catch at the 43-yard line. That's a gain of five, and now Travis Kelce with 13,000 career receiving yards. He does it in his 192nd game, the fastest to 13,000 yards by a tight end in National Football League history.
However, in this game, nobody scored a touchdown. Maybe that was appropriate. A lot of field goals, one safety. The Chiefs had a 12-11 lead late, but the Raiders lined up to try to win it with a long field goal.
A.J. Cole will be the holder. This would be the longest field goal of Daniel Carlson's eight-year career. A 60-yard attempt from the right hash. 12-11, Kansas City. 13 seconds to go in the season. Placement is down. Carlson swinging the right leg through. He's got one deep, and he's got one good. At 8 seconds to go, a career-long 60-yard field goal. And the Raiders take a 14-12 lead at 8 seconds to go in the season.
And that would be the final score as the Chiefs end the year on a six-game losing streak. Here's Chiefs head coach Andy Reid.
You know, again, the positive is we got to see a lot of young guys play. You want to come out with a win, always, and it wasn't good enough when it was all said and done.
As for Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce, is he going to retire? Is he coming back next year?
I mean, who knows? Who knows? Either it hits me quick or I got to take some time. I think last year was a little bit easier. I think I knew right away I wanted to kind of give this one a shot. So, I don't know. We'll see.
And the Chiefs will get a top 10 draft pick next year after finishing the year in third place in the division. Well, the very last play of the regular season in the NFL determined who would make the playoffs and who would not. The Baltimore Ravens in Pittsburgh taking on the Steelers. The Ravens lining up for what could be a game-winning field goal on the final play. You heard it last night on KFH.
He has not missed from inside 50 yards. This will be a 44-yard attempt. It will come from the middle of the field. It's for the division. Loop is ready. Here's the snap, the spot. The kick is on the way. It is no good! He missed it! It's wide to the right, and the Pittsburgh Steelers have won the division. The Steelers are going to the playoffs. Tyler Loop missed it wide right, and the Steelers have won the game 26-24. Pittsburgh wins the AFC North. They will go to the playoffs.
And the Ravens will not after that missed field goal. That is Sports with Ted and John. Sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center, a safe healing environment with caring employees that fully understand recovery from addiction. Bel Air Recovery Center. They improve the lives they touch. And Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, where you can drink Buffalo Sweat and help Buffalo right here in Kansas. In January and February, at all three WBC locations, a portion of the proceeds from every draft pint of Buffalo Sweat Oatmeal Cream Stout will help support Maxwell Wildlife Refuge. What a great idea. WBC, pizza and beer made here. 7:26 with Ted and John here on KNSS. Traffic and weather is on the way. And how people can provide life-saving contributions and why these matter. It's coming up on your House Call for Health next on KNSS.
Wichita's number one talk. This is Woodward and Witt on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 7:34. Currently in Wichita, we have 96% humidity. It is 40 degrees here on this Monday morning. World leaders are reacting to the United States military capturing Venezuela President Nicolas Maduro on Saturday.
We congratulate President Trump on his decision. We also salute the American military forces who carried out a perfect operation. We know how to appreciate such things.
However, Pope Leo had a more cautious tone. He offered prayers to the people of Venezuela and called for stability and harmony.
With a soul full of concern, I follow developments in Venezuela. The good of the beloved Venezuelan people must prevail over any other consideration and lead to overcoming violence and embarking on paths of justice and peace, guaranteeing the sovereignty of the country.
But elsewhere in the world, protests broke out. Brazil's president said the actions crossed an unacceptable line.
And that's Fox's Jeff Paul with that report in Tel Aviv, Israel.
The U.S. attorney in North Carolina says federal agents and the NYPD stopped a New Year's Eve terrorist attack at a grocery store.
18-year-old Christian Sturtevant's been arrested and charged with attempting to provide material support to a terrorist organization. Western North Carolina U.S. Attorney Russ Ferguson says he pledged his allegiance to ISIS online to one agent with the NYPD, whom he thought was with the terrorist group. He then told an FBI agent his plan to use knives and hammers in a New Year's Eve attack.
He was preparing for jihad, and innocent people were going to die. And we were very, very fortunate they did not.
Before he was arrested, agents found weapons and an attack plan written out. 3 years ago, when he was a minor, the FBI says Sturtevant was in actual touch with an ISIS member who told him to dress in black and kill people with a hammer. But his family stopped him and said they got him psychological support. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
7:35 here with Ted and John. Now it's time to get our weather forecast heading into the week with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Aside from patchy fog, it is a quiet start as we head back to work and school. Mostly sunny sky, southwest breeze 5 to 15 and 65 this afternoon. Becoming clear, overnight low in the upper 30s. Sunshine staying mild on Tuesday, high in the mid-60s. More of the same on Wednesday, mostly sunny and 65. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Currently in Wichita, mostly clear. Breeze out of the south, 96% humidity. It is 40 degrees here on this Monday morning at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And as we always do at this time on a Monday morning, it's time to check in and see what's going on Mondays with the mayor of Wichita, Lily Wu. Good morning, Madam Mayor.
Good morning, Ted and John.
Good morning, Madam Mayor.
How was your weekend?
Well, we had a nice, nice 4-day weekend heading into the new year, and now we're back to work, and everybody's complaining about a 5-day work week. Haven't had one of those in a while.
Well, happy new year to you all. I actually was at work on Friday, so I only had my regular weekend. But as you know, those weekends are always packed with really great things that are happening in our community. So I just wanted to highlight them because I wanted to give a shout out to a few people. On Saturday, unfortunately, we went to a funeral for our good friend Josh Blick. And I really want to remind people what he left behind. Living like Josh is about giving back to your community. And he was such a great advocate for South Wichita. And I just want to continue his legacy by continuing to do good work around our city. After that, we did a Key to the City presentation for the late Dr. William Polite, another really great community volunteer who passed away last year. And he really advocated for education and excellence. And he was being honored at the HBCU panel. He was a HBCU graduate himself. And it was held at the Boys and Girls Club over by 21st and I-135. And I would encourage more people to utilize the Boys and Girls Club services. They really are a great nonprofit that are trying to mentor young people. And that was one of the main messages that Dr. Polite had. And then yesterday, I want to give a really great shout out to the First Church of the Nazarene and Lead Wichita and the Wichita Prayer, because they held the first Wichita-wide prayer, and it was really about something that we all agreed there. All types of denominations of Christianity were there to agree that there's a great Christ, commission, commandment, collaboration, and compassion. And Commissioner Beatty was there. Councilmember Glasscock was there. The chief of police was there. And it was just wonderful to pray over our entire city for transformation in 2026.
You've got your first meeting of the new year tomorrow. A couple of the agenda items. You've got a proposal to reconfigure the current water treatment plan for emergency use. But that won't start until the issues that are with the new water treatment facility are resolved, correct?
That is correct. So unfortunately, the water treatment plant is not complete. As you know, there have been delays, very unfortunate and very troublesome delays. But they staff are telling us that it should happen sometime in 2026. However, what we are going to consider at tomorrow's meeting is once the new water treatment plant comes online and the city takes ownership of it, what will happen to the current water treatment plant? And so the plan is to still keep it going for emergency use only, as well as the opportunity for some reuse projects in the future. And so that's what we will consider at Tuesday's meeting.
I know the city of Wichita has also reached a settlement with Genesis Health Clubs over the public-private partnership that kind of, I guess the best way to put it would be that it went sour with the Wichita Ice Center. You know, this was, and that whole thing predates you, predates many on this council. You know, this is a bad situation all around. Would you say that this is really just a way to avoid a lengthy lawsuit that was undetermined how that the whole lawsuit would have played out?
Well, let's start with the lawyers have come up with an agreement. The council still has to vote on this tomorrow. And as you know, on Friday, I pulled this item. So this will be discussed.
Good. I'm glad you did that.
And I want to make sure that, number one, we get a timeline of what happened. As you know, this happened initially in 2012, and this has been going on for many a years. And so we need to know a full timeline of what has happened, and the community needs to know that. I want to also know what has happened incorrectly and what does not happen now moving forward, because we don't want to make the same mistakes twice. And so I'm going to be asking a lot of questions. One of the biggest ones, though, is that there were payments that were missed back in 2017. So what happened? I want to know exactly who was responsible for this. And so Tuesday's meeting will be one where we will discuss that contract and also that settlement agreement.
Well, 2026 is already off and running. You've got a busy schedule on your plate. You're ready to go.
Yes, and a new city manager starts officially last week, but really today. He will be in the office. And so you can welcome Dennis Marstall as the new city manager for the city. He will have his first council meeting tomorrow. And in the city hall highlights, he said he's excited to get the opportunity to serve Wichita. And he looks forward to jumping right in, getting to know everyone, and helping take Wichita to the next level.
Sounds good. I know you'll get him up to speed before too long.
We're looking forward to showing him around Wichita and all the challenges, but also the opportunities here.
Sounds good. Mondays with the Mayor. Mayor Wu, thank you much for your time this morning. Happy New Year. We'll talk to you next week.
Happy New Year.
There she goes. Mondays with the Mayor with Mayor Lily Wu every Monday this time right here with Ted and John.
Always nice to talk with
her. Yes, it is. 7:42 here with Ted and John. And we'll be taking a look at a local business update in just a few minutes from the Wichita Business Journal. We'll talk about a scrap metal recycling company with editor Kirk Siminoff. KNSS News Time is 7:43.
It's 7:47 and it's time now for Three Big Things.
Three
out of four abortions performed in Kansas last year were women from outside the state of Kansas.
Two.
A Wichita woman arrested in Concordia accused of throwing hot French fry grease on employees at McDonald's.
One.
A pedestrian hit early last evening in Wichita at Douglas and Hillside, hospitalized in critical condition. That's three big things with Woodward and Witt on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
No major incidents at this time, but watch for construction delays on Kellogg in both directions approaching I-135. The slowdown begins at Oliver heading westbound, and the delays start at Broadway if you're driving east. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
It's 41 degrees, 748, mostly sunny today, high of 65, clear skies this evening. Low of 38. Tomorrow is sunny and mild with a high of 65. Right now in Wichita, it's 41 degrees at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
7:48 here with Ted and John on KNSS. There's a really strange spectacle in Florida to start out the new year.
Look out below. Iguanas falling from the sky. An Arctic chill hit Florida on New Year's. Iguanas are ectothermic, meaning they rely on external heat to regulate their body temperature. When the mercury drops into the 40s and especially below, their metabolism slows dramatically, often leaving them immobile. As their muscles stiffen, iguanas resting high in trees can lose their grip and fall to the ground, sometimes from heights of several stories. Wildlife officials have long warned Floridians not to assume the animals are dead. In many cases, the reptiles recover once temperatures rise and sunlight warms their bodies, sometimes within hours. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Well, here we are on January 5th. Maybe you're making your resolutions.
Fox Facts.
You hear a lot about New Year's resolutions this week, but the concept has been around for a long time. It actually goes back 4,000 years to ancient Babylon, and it has nothing to do with losing weight or quitting smoking. Each year in mid-March, during a festival called Akitu, Babylonians made promises to their gods to repay debts and return borrowed farming equipment. Keeping those promises was believed to earn divine favor for the year ahead. Centuries later, the tradition reemerged in ancient Rome, when citizens made yearly pledges to Janus, the two-faced god of beginnings, who could look to both the past and the future. January is named after him. By the Middle Ages, knights renewed their vows of chivalry each new year by touching a live peacock, a ritual called the peacock vow. Today's resolutions aren't nearly as dramatic, but the spirit's the same. A chance to reset, rethink habits, and make a promise that lasts. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
It is 7:50 here with Ted and John on KNSS. We'll take a look at a recycling company and what's going on with them. Let's check in and get a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal with editor Kirk Seminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Ted. A Wichita scrap metal recycling company with 10 Kansas locations has been acquired by a Kansas City recycling business. KC Scrap Management Industries, which already operates a scrapyard in Park City, said last week it had acquired Wichita's All Metal Recycling. All Metal was started by Marty and Ron Cornejo in 2009 after it purchased Castor Iron and later sold the business to sons Clint and Colby Cornejo. Those Cornejos will stay in leadership positions, and the All Metal name will remain on its locations, including three in Wichita. Terms of the deal were not disclosed. Scrap Management Industries will now operate 19 yards over three states and operate five automobile shredders, which would be fun to watch. And for those of you who use your own automobile for business purposes, take note. Even as gas prices dip at the pumps, the IRS plans in 2026 to increase the optional standard mileage rate for individuals who drive their own cars for business use. Starting on January 1st, the rate bumped up by 2.5 cents to 72.5 cents per mile for 2026. Optional standard mileage rates are used to calculate the deductible cost of operating vehicles for business, charitable, and medical purposes. It may also be used to calculate the deductible cost of operating vehicles for moving purposes for certain active duty members of the armed forces. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Seminoff.
All right, the question of the day we've been asking folks, how did your New Year's Eve go? How late did you and the missus stay up?
We were in bed and probably on our way to sleep when we heard all the fireworks at midnight.
Okay. See,
so that's a pretty good night for us.
Same as I. I'm glad to see somebody else's a boring New Year's Eve.
Just It's, you know, the older you get, the less exciting it is.
Thank you. I pretty much figured that the excitement of Ryan Seacrest would carry you all the way to 2 or 3 in the morning.
I did not watch Ryan. I did not watch Andy and Anderson. I think we watched a movie, and that was about it.
Oh, good. Good for you. I'm glad you're with us here in the new year, Kirk, but I must register my disappointment right away with you as we begin the new year.
Oh, boy.
Did you not get your paper on Friday?
I'm just disappointed that your report did not mention some new chicken restaurant that's opening up somewhere here in town. I figured that would be almost a daily thing.
I was expecting the Eberly Farm story, too. I thought I'd see that one.
Well, you know, you were talking about resolutions a minute ago with your Fox report, and I do have a resolution this year to bring you guys at least one chicken restaurant opening and one coffee shop opening every week in 2020.
Every week, you've got the rest of the week to fulfill that for me.
And coffee.
I guess my disappointment was just too absurd right away on day one.
You've got to lower your expectations.
Because, you know, heaven knows, I don't know where I can get a cup of coffee in this town or get my car washed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a paper listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
That's true. That's true. There's just so few choices out there. It's
just, but a car wash coffee shop concept.
Now see,
Ed.
Now see.
There we go. We should take meetings on this.
That serves chicken. Something. That also serves chicken.
Man, we've just got it all right there.
There you go.
If only Wink Hartman would be listening and invest in this great plan that we have.
I'll text him when we get off the air.
You know, we could get things going here in 26.
Winks, chicken, car wash, and coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's three C's.
There you go.
Three C's.
Winks, three C's.
Well, Kirk, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you both. Good luck on this. What are we calling this? Whitmer and Witt, or Ted and John? What are we calling this thing?
You can call us whatever you want.
Well, and I usually do.
You know,
just keep it clean.
Our branding right now is very fluid.
Woodward and Witt, but yeah, like he said, you can call it whatever you want.
We've already trotted out Woody and Witt.
Yes, yeah, so you trotted that out. I didn't.
Ted and John. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yes,
there's some high level meetings going on at Odyssey National Headquarters today.
Hey guys, you can.
Yeah, well, there's some kind of meeting going on.
Were we invited?
I won't be invited.
I didn't get the memo either. So
I think somebody suggested the electric company, but I think there's still a copyright on that, so it didn't really pan out.
Get Morgan Freeman to do the voiceovers.
Ooh,
you're in business.
I like that idea.
Exactly. All right.
That'll cost us more than we're being paid, which isn't much. So,
Kirk, we certainly appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again in the 8 o'clock hour.
You got.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Got it.
All right, there he goes. That is editor Kirk Siminoff from the Wichita Business Journal. Local business updates in the 7 and 8 o'clock hours with Ted and John right here on KNSS. Big 8 o'clock hour is on the way. We're going to have a pretty good edition of entertainment news in the blur coming up at 8:35, and that will involve a box office review. We'll take a look at a box office preview. What movies are coming up in the new year as well?
Senator Jerry Moran will be with us to kick off our first show, too.
Live.
Yes, so, Senator Moran.
Got a big 8 o'clock hour on the way. We're glad you're with us here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,